Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's spit out some more of these St. Patrick's Day facts for you. It is indeed the day we celebrate a random Catholic priest that was alive, like, what, 304 years ago?
A lot of those holidays.
Again, who is St. Patrick? What made him so special?
A reason to drink. That's who he is.
Yes. Would you bet that St. Patrick is the most popular drinking day of the year?
That's not surprising, because I feel like there's literally, you know, Christmas, you've got a lot going on, very popular drinking holiday, same with New Year's, but the reason that we do St. Patty's Day, other than wearing green, is to go out and drink. So I just don't feel like there's any other holiday associated with alcohol like St. Patrick's.
So it is not the most popular drinking day. It does come in third. It is, though, the most popular holiday for beer drinking.
It's okay. That makes sense. Then I guess what? The most popular drinking holiday would actually be New Year's. Then.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. 4.2 average number of drinks consumed per person on St. Patrick's Day.
I doubled that yesterday.
how about this? A lot of men just coming to realization on this holiday that they are, in fact, alcoholics. 36% of men admit to binge drinking on St. Patrick's Day. Oh, on St. Patrick's Day.
Well, that's...
When I first read this, I thought it was them just admitting to binge drinking regularly. Like, on, like, they were coming, like, confessing on today, like, you guys, I think I have a problem.
And I'm not going to sound like a total degenerate here by saying this, I hope. But I didn't think you could binge drink just for a day. That doesn't qualify like under the actual definition of binge drinking. Got to be a lot longer, right?
How many pints of Guinness would you guess are consumed worldwide on St. Patrick's Day? Pints.
Pint, like 50 billion?
That's a lot.
I don't know.
That's a lot of pints.
There's 6 billion people in the world? I don't know.
Every man, woman, and child.
As four.
You get a pint of Guinness. You get a pint of Guinness. 13 million pints of Guinness.
Oh, I went way over.
Consumed. Well, there is a lot of drinks that were consumed on the campus of one University of Oregon last night because the Oregon Ducks, never doubt, baby.
I gotta say, I might need to eat a little Dana Altman crow, as the YouTube chat is pointing out.
You know, I'll take a sliver of that crow. I'll take a little hunk of it because not so much Dana Altman, but I think we can all be real here, is that they are not making the tournament if they do not win the Pac-12 tournament.
Oh, no way.
I mean, after that loss to Cal 2 weeks ago, I was like, yeah, no, they're done.
They were a bubble team that was out.
So, for them to make this run, Dana Altman, I don't know what he is saying in those locker rooms in November, December, January, because he gets a completely different team in February and March. Late February to around this time, he just tells them, like, listen, guys, none of this really matters. Just when we get to February, March, let's just take care of business, okay? Like, I would love to be a fly on the wall. I mean, maybe it was just a matter of him being in the locker room, being like, do you guys want to keep playing after this? After this trip to Vegas, do you want to keep playing and have your season? Do you seniors, do you want it to keep going? Do you want to keep building your story of this program? Well, then we need to win out. We need to win this tournament. And if you guys want to be on the March Madness, if you want to be playing next Thursday, next Friday, next Saturday, Sunday, perhaps, we got to win it all. Yeah. And I was in this very office on Friday. We were looking at the spread for the Arizona-Oregon game before that one tipped off. Ooh. Arizona was 12 and a half point favorite.
11 or 12 and a half. It was something stupid.
Well, I even said, like, my guess when we were trying to guess what the spread was, I was like, I'm going to go 8.5. It's tourney time. It's March Madness. It's conference. Like, it can't be that much. And they're like, yeah, Arizona 12 and a half. I was like, damn, I would have gone like 8.5 there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And not only do they fall behind by 14 in that game, they come back and win by like 8 and beat Arizona. So at that point, you see them win that game. You're like, okay, they have a chance to win whoever the hell they're playing tomorrow. And it ended up being Colorado. Colorado gets the win against Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a little bit of sweet justice for this Oregon Duck program to face Colorado in the Pac-12 championship game because they had lost to them twice this year already. And it was this was all kind of like exercising the demons of this season. And the Ducks, they end up coming out on top with the win in a great game, a banger of a game for the Pac-12 basketball season, the last Pac-12 basketball season to go out, which is always sad to say and sad to talk about. But Oregon, just like the Pac-12 championship football game, the Pac-12 championship basketball game, it goes out with a bang. And this time, it goes out with an Oregon victory.
It was definitely fitting to see Oregon beating a Colorado team that was, what, like you said, 2 weeks ago, just on paper, a ton better than the Ducks. Nobody thought that these guys were close to each other. Now, Oregon finishes with 23 wins, Colorado with 24. Nobody saw that happening. So I guess as far as Dana Altman goes, his ability to get his players up, what I was calling him out for last week, I got to eat crow on that. I got to take a step back. Maybe I need to reevaluate my version of success in college basketball. You usually see really good teams winning 25, 26, 27 games, right? And when Oregon gets those 20-win seasons, I understand why people think, okay, this is successful, but it comes down to these moments during the season where you're just not shooting like you can. And Dana Altman's been talking about that in particular all season, where it seems like one game they can shoot the ball really well, then the next game, actually perfect example, against Colorado, they only hit 2 threes. They can't shoot at all. So what do? They adapt, and Folly Dante goes 12 for 12, absolutely perfect. Looks like a college Tim Duncan at times last night when he was pushing through. It did not matter. Whatever he wanted in the paint, he got, and then had basically perfect performances, obviously, outside of the three-point line. I'm talking more so at the end of the game where they're drawing fouls, getting free throws, really just gritty performances from Shelstad and Cousinard. That's all you can ask for. That was a gritty win. They just found a way to do it, and that's kind of been especially the tale for the last two games for Oregon. Against Arizona, they're shooting the ball well. They get it done. But against Colorado, it was, I think they were down by like, what, 7 or 8 early in the first half. It was really interesting to see them just kind of tailing through. They're able to stay within 4, within 6 in the first half. And then by the end, they lead. They just get that momentum going, and they never give it back to Colorado. So props to the Ducks. I'm going to eat a little crow on Dana. Not sure that the NCAA tournament is going to be as successful for Oregon if they don't hit threes. You've got to hit threes to win those games. But proud of my Ducks for sure.
Yeah, they fell down 21-13 in that first half. And that was, I mean, they had a stretch there where they just could not hit anything. I think they missed 11 of 12 shots.
Ugh.
It was just brutal to
watch.
But
still hung in there.
They did, and they were able to just chip away. And then by the end of the first half, they actually went into the first half, the halftime locker room, with a lead, 33-30. So it was a close game. And then in the second half, they were just trading punches back and forth. But you brought him up. The Ducks don't win this game without Nafale Dante on both sides of the floor. He was intercepting passes. He was blocking shots. That play at the end where he blocked the shot and then was able to tip it right back in out of bounds, like right before it went out of bounds, and give it, I think it was Shelstad who ended up getting that loose ball. Like, that guy, you want to talk about being happy for a specific player on the team? Nafali Dante, right? He has been there 3 years now, if I'm getting my timing right, but has yet to go to the tournament. And it's been riddled with injuries, not playing as much, having great performances, followed by not being able to play at all. And so for him to have this run and be named most outstanding player of the Pac-12 tournament, like, dude, tip of the cap to him because he balled out. Like, super happy to see that performance out of him in the biggest stage, in the last stage of the Pac-12. And the Ducks, I mean, they are taking a tourney bid from some team somewhere because, again, they're not going to the tournament if they do not win the Pac-12 championship in Las Vegas. Again, bittersweet feeling that this is the last Pac-12 basketball tournament. But, hey, good on the Ducks for getting this one. The only team in FBS to have their program in the conference championship in both football and basketball. The Oregon Ducks.
Wow.
Out of all the teams that would qualify for that because of FBS, obviously, like Division I, there's like 300 teams, but FBS, we're talking about 130, right?
I mean, speaking of eating crow, Joe, I was literally saying in my rant about Ducks basketball needing to be not as good as the Ducks football program, but like trying to be there, trying to be a premier program. I don't know what more you could ask for, so I'm going to shut up. I was wrong. The Ducks did actually get two heights that we didn't think that they would this year, and that alone keeps Dana Altman his job for at least three, four more seasons.
Listen, even talking about the spread the other day on Friday before that Arizona game, like I was sitting there, I was like, they're not going to win this.
No,
seriously. I was like, they're not going to beat Arizona. This is not going to, no. Like, they barely got past UCLA the day before. I was like, it's just not going to happen. And then I'm wrapping up my round at Wildwood on Friday, and I'm just checking the score. I'm like, hey, they're, oh, wow, oh, holy crap. And then I put the phone away, wrap up my nine holes, and then I get in the car and flip on 1080 to listen to the end of the game. And I'm like, oh, my God, they're going to do this. The Ducks beat Arizona.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.